Todd Harper, St. Paul pianist, leads the music. He's had a 5-year gig Friday nights at the Black Dog in Lower Town, St. Paul, 5:30 to 7:30. And third and fourth Fridays, he always loads up with horn players.
There's nothing more festive than having a bunch of horns. And I have a lot of friends that are horn players. And sometimes I'd have, I played with Chris Hagedorn this spring. We met up, and he sounds like Charles Deloitte. Nathan Hansen's been one of my best horn playing buddies. And David Edminster. I mean, there's a bunch of great tenor players and also play alto and soprano. And I said, gosh, I just love the interaction of a couple horns.
Todd, there's no doubt that audiences love horns. But regardless of the size of the band, at a typical jazz show, standards rule. But that isn't you.
I want to have a composition. I mean, look at Mingus was a great composer. Ellington. And I just want to put my own turn of it. And I like to have the soloists, and I don't like to use the word improvise as much, but invent off of a theme, really kind of be tied to that. Even though sometimes people thought of me as avant-garde, I'm really not. I do like forms, but I like to have forms that are flexible.
Tell us about the bolero in your repertoire.
Trouble in Paradise. I started off, I wrote a piece back in the 90s called Momento Tranquilo. And I was playing with Eric Corson on that with The Seekers of Beauty. And it was a little bit too sweet, a little bit too saccharine. And I went, I stopped playing it. It just bugged me. And then I came back to it and I said, wait a minute. What if I added a second time through, added a little bit of tension at different places? What would that be like? Because it's kind of like you're on a vacation and it starts going haywire and a little bit creepy. And then all of a sudden it's nice again. So this kind of light and dark interplay over kind of a nice bolero. I mean, why not? Luckily, I have like the best group of friends that understand my stuff and understand this kind of humor that you can take things kind of out. And you can take them out in a real quiet way that doesn't disturb people. And then come back, and it's not like this is outside music and this is inside music. It's like you can mix it up a little bit. I mean, if you play really quietly, you can get away with crazy, what's considered dissonances.
We're speaking with Todd Harper, who plays every Friday night at the Black Dog in Lower Town in St. Paul, and third and fourth Fridays with a larger jazz group.
It's a very warm place to play in. I mean, you look at it, the acoustics are great. They've got a little black piano I call Rover, and I play melodic tag with Rover every Friday, and we roll it out on a little platform, and I just have great freedom to do what I want.
You've had a 5-year gig Friday nights at the Black Dog in St. Paul. How has it affected your playing?
It's really focused my playing. Having a regular gig just helps you understand how to approach the piano, how to physically touch the keys. And then you put the you add the other dimensions of the other players. It's like, what speed, what's their natural rhythm of today? Now, the fact that I've had at the Black Dog, I've been able to have a whole, like about 15 to 20 different players that I call on for gigs. They get to know my book, which I've been working on, and I've been able to compose some things with these particular players in mind. And that's just been really wonderful. It's kind of like a big workshop.
Pianist Todd Harper plays at the Black Dog in Lower Town, St. Paul, Friday nights 5:30 to 7:30, and with multiple horns on the third and fourth Friday of every month. Information about Todd Harper is located at troutsongs.com. Twin Cities Weekend is supported by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Phil Nussbaum speaking.